It's Saturday, June 7th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. employers slowed hiring last month but still added a solid 139,000 jobs. Hiring fell from a revised 147,000 in April, the Department of Labor said Friday. The job gains last month were above the 130,000 that economists had forecast. Healthcare companies added 62,000 jobs and bars and restaurants 30,000. The federal government shed 22,000 jobs, however, the most since November 2020, as President Trump's job cuts and hiring freeze had an impact. Factories lost 8,000 jobs last month. Average hourly wages rose 0.4% from April and 3.9% from a year earlier, a bit higher than forecast. The jobs report also showed a few signs of potential weakening. Labor Department revisions shaved 95,000 jobs from March and April payrolls. The number of people in the U.S. labor force, those working or looking for work, fell by 625,000 last month, the biggest drop since December 2023. The percentage of those who had jobs fell last month to 59.7%, the lowest since January 2022. In other news, the Supreme Court handed the Trump administration two victories Friday in cases involving the Department of Government Efficiency, including giving it access to Social Security systems containing personal data on millions of Americans. The agency holds sensitive data on nearly everyone in the country, including school records, salary details, and medical information. The court's decision was split 6-3, with the majority siding with the Trump administration in the first Supreme Court appeals involving DOGE. The DOGE victories come amid a messy breakup between the president and the world's richest man that started shortly after Musk's departure from the White House and has included threats to cut government contracts and a call for the president to be impeached. The future of DOGE's work isn't clear without Musk at the helm, but both men have previously said that it will continue its efforts. In world news, police forces from several countries have dismantled an international drug trafficking ring that used what authorities called high-speed narco boats to smuggle large quantities of cocaine from Brazil and Colombia to Spain's Canary Islands, Spanish police said Friday. The ring is suspected of using 11 speedboats to pick up drugs from larger motherships in different points in the Atlantic, and then bring them to the archipelago located off northwestern Africa, police said in a statement. They also allegedly used an abandoned shipwreck as a refueling platform for the speedboats. It's believed to be one of the largest criminal organizations dedicated to cocaine trafficking operating from South America to the Canary Islands using this method, the statement added. Officers arrested 48 people as part of the operation, which was carried out in cooperation with Britain's National Crime Agency, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, and Pan-European Police Agency Europol. The authorities have so far this year seized nearly 3,800 kilos of cocaine that was being smuggled by the gang, along with 19 boats and around 100,000 euros which belonged to the ring. Six properties and electronic and geolocation equipment were also seized, authorities said. Back in the U.S., a former police chief and convicted killer known as the Devil in the Ozarks was captured by law enforcement 1.5 miles northwest of the prison he escaped from following a massive, nearly 2 weeks-long manhunt in the mountains of northern Arkansas, authorities announced on Friday. Grant Hardin's identity was confirmed through fingerprinting, the Izzard County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post. Hardin, a former police chief in the small town of Gateway near the Arkansas-Missouri border, was serving lengthy sentences for murder and rape. Hardin had been held at the Calico Rock Prison since 2017 after pleading guilty to first-degree murder in a fatal shooting. In order to escape, he had impersonated a corrections officer in dress and manner, according to a court document. A prison officer in one of the guard towers opened a secure gate, allowing him to walk out of the facility. Rand Champion, a spokesperson for the Arkansas prison system, said that someone should have checked Hardin's identity before he was allowed to leave, describing the lack of verification as a lapse that's being investigated. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.